Alyssa, I haven't been paying attention, man. The moon doesn't look normal.
You keep the pressure on, correct? We stay until we win, is that right?
At the moment, you're under arrest for incitement.
You guys been following me?
We're winning, folks. Okay, we're winning. We're pushing back the dark.
You ask simply two questions to find a filthy Freemason, De Molay. Where did you go to school? Which primary school? Which high school? And who's your daddy?
Hello, everyone. I'm Soss.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Tinfoil Tales. I'm Sandy. We are back for another mini-sode this time. So because we just had to pop in to talk about the recent, what are they calling it? Treason trials. Soss, last episode you said you were looking forward to it. Did it live up to your hoped hype and all your expectations?
Oh my word, it did. It so did. Oh my God. We'll get to that. But I think first we'll start where it started.
Yep.
So originally, the first time that we heard about this little event, it was tacked on to the back of the planned Reckless Renewables rally.
Yes.
And we had covered that event from last year with our mate Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So when the word got out, courtesy of a poster, by the way, it appears the people behind Reckless Renewables weren't so sure about treason being tacked onto the back of their rally, particularly given a bunch of the same politicians being charged with treason actually came to their protest last time. So, yeah, it would have been a little bit awkward on that.
Imagine
front.
If they had done it, like they'd had like Barnaby come over and yes. like Teeny Tiny come over.
And then actually have someone answer tell them
tell them to stick around for the afternoon session. And then yeah. the afternoon session was what it was.
Oh, could you imagine? So a new plan was hatched. A barbecue was arranged and a new poster released. The venue was listed as Magna Carta Place. Could there be a more perfect place for them to be?
Oh, my God. So I did a little Google search on Magna Carta Place and found out that it's a lovely outdoor garden.
Yeah.
And it has a monument to the Magna Carta.
Ah.
Yes. So the monument was funded through a national appeal and a very generous gift from the British government. It highlights the guiding principles of the Magna Carta, which are freedom, the rule of law, trial by jury, justice for all. So it was definitely the perfect location.
Yeah, they really thought this through.
Unless
what?
There was an even better location.
Say
the Senate courtyard located inside Old Parliament House.
So inside Old Parliament House, inside the building that various different groups have been trying to capture for 4 years. Remember, you know, the poor doors getting burnt. And these guys just filled in a catering request and walked right in.
Who knew? How come Danny Serrell didn't know about this when he was concocting the grand master plan of trucks filled with people descending on
I know. So you should have just been like, don't worry about it, guys. We've got treason trials coming right in. Don't worry.
I just filled in the catering form. We're
plan
good.
Plan B. So there looked to be around 100 or so inside the courtyard. It was actually a pretty good turnout.
It was.
Yeah. So there were a few, though, wearing their sheriff uniforms. I did notice that.
God, I wish I had been there. Imagine if you were just there that day doing a tour of Old Parliament. You're walking around with some guy in a – I'm sure they wear blazers, the tour guide. Some guy in a blazer telling you all about democracy and then – at the corner of your eye, you see something happening over there in a courtyard. So you just wander in there. You see
that?
The sheriffs. This looks pretty official.
Interesting.
Take a seat, have a listen, and next minute you've got your hand up and you're voting for treason.
That would have been amazing, right?
Oh,
suddenly
God.
You're just, involved in a jury, grand jury trial. Fantastic.
So the event feels weird calling it an event, but anyway, the event was emceed, of course, by Carl from Voice of Freedom.
Yep, he's got the voice.
And was put on by the people behind the Corruption Whistleblower newspaper, and they also facilitated the reading of the evidence.
So let's talk about that evidence. You might remember, listeners, last time we said it would be reams of paper and links to BitChute videos. Well, turns out we were so close. It was links to Rumble videos. Bloody Rumble. Should have known that.
No, we should have known. We should have known. So the brief of evidence established the basis for their indictment of the government. Parliament officials and public servants were violating both international and domestic law. They believe their evidence demonstrates suspicion of crimes, including false oaths, sedition, treason, and crimes against humanity, specifically the release of mRNA vaccines.
Of course. And, you know, of course, like the Nuremberg Code had been breached.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. As has the Rome Statute, which sits under the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court.
Ah.
To support the case, there were links to 32 Rumble videos and 70 different websites that contained a variety of documents. And look, I don't want to minimize the jury members' commitment to the process, but I do doubt that they all carefully reviewed all of that evidence.
Yeah, that's a lot to go through.
It's a lot to go through. In a very strange turn of events, teeny tiny Malcolm, Russell Broadbent, the hero of Port Hedland Council, Gerard Rennick and Ralphie Bobart were all on the list of indictees, along with 200 other people. But you know who wasn't on the list, Sandy?
What?
Dan Andrews. What?
Okay, so more than 200 people indicted and Dan wasn't one of them. Who the hell put this list together?
Outrageous.
It really is. That a communist, Marxist, fascist dictator wouldn't even make the top 200. But hey, maybe he'll be on the next list, right?
I actually reviewed the list 5 times.
Yeah.
Because I skimmed it and then later I'm like, I didn't see Dan Andrews on that list. That can't be right.
Wait a minute.
So I went back and looked, not on there. And then just the other day, I'm like, I'll take one last look because there's 200 photos of people on the thing. Yep. No Dan Andrews.
Oh, maybe there's a special one waiting just for
him
somewhere. So after a brief introduction by Carl, it was time for the people's prosecutor to step up and run everyone through a summary of the evidence.
So the prosecutor was Peter Houghton, who is South Australian and has had a series of court cases relating to an amount owed on his property. During those hearings, he has tried to charge a member of the Supreme Court and the Attorney General of South Australia with misprision of treason.
Misprision of treason charges against an Attorney General. Maybe that is why Rob Hulls, the ex-Attorney General of Victoria, was on the list of 200 names. He too was charged with misprision by Brian Shaw. Now, there's a name we haven't heard from.
Brian Shaw instantly transported back to the most perfect day. Yes, Marshalford.
Yes, that's right. That's a police station, wasn't it?
My God. And I know I've said this 1,000 times. There will never be a day to rival the chaos of Dan Andrews' Marshalford court case.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish I could transport myself back and record every minute of it.
Yeah.
So that we would have had a permanent record of everything that happened that day. God bless Peter Liddell, because the lies of that day are still up.
Yes.
But that was only half of the chaos. Back to Peter Houghton, though. So in his court cases, he raised all the usual issues, the crown being removed, fraud, and a lack of jurisdiction. He once tried to pay a debt with a promissory note and then issued the court with a fee schedule for his time.
Wait, hang on a minute. Isn't that what Marcel at our place is plugging?
Absolutely. And it really didn't go well for Peter Houghton. So anyone who thinks Marcel knows what he's talking about should maybe go and read some stuff about Peter Houghton. It's there for you. Just Google his name. So then in September of 2021, police raided an alternative community. I'm just going to read for you how it was reported.
Oh, okay. Yep, go for it.
One man was arrested at an industrial block at Lonsdale on Thursday and charged with illegally possessing guns and ammunition. Police said the group, which claims the government is corrupt and illegitimate, was becoming increasingly ideological and erratic and posed a threat to the community.
Okay, I know where this is headed.
Yeah. So heavily armed police removed people who were there for a regular meeting of the Commonwealth Law Assembly.
Ah, so there you go, Common Law Assembly. So we are definitely in pseudo-law territory here, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was denied bail after the court heard that he had threatened police and he told police he had their home addresses. And material was also found on a computer that was considered extreme.
Wonder what that was.
Who knows? He was sentenced in late 2022 to 2 years and 4 months with a non-parole period of 14 months for numerous firearm offences. But given the time that he had set already, because he was in jail that whole time, he was released on bail with conditions. One of them being he wasn't to contact any members of the Commonwealth Law Assembly.
Yeah, so he really sounds interesting.
Yep, so that was the People's Prosecutor.
Shit.
Yeah. And the other person involved with corruption whistleblower, we might talk about her another time, was also on the property back in September 2021 when it was raided.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
So after the, in inverted commas, evidence was presented, it was time to put it to the vote. Now, luckily, they had an option to play along from home. So I did.
Of course, I love it.
Of course. So I downloaded my form. I reviewed all the evidence.
Oh, you're like a digital soldier.
I looked at all the people.
Yeah, this is QAnon stuff.
And the form did make it very clear that this was serious business.
Wow.
That we would be acting in line with the Constitution, with common law, and from land and soil jurisdiction. Mm. I don't know what that means, but it sounds very
serious. I think
it
feels like something of like, against their maritime jurisdiction. I think that's got something to do with the ship. Anyway, yes.
I didn't really understand it. So then it came time to swear the oath. Obviously, I joined in from home.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I had to say was, I am of sound mind and reason and participate from free will in good faith to render my decisions based upon lawful due process regarding the evidence presented and with my best judgment, free from bias, fear or favor.
Okay, so I get that that could apply to you, but I wouldn't go that far for anyone else.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have thought so. So the form had to be signed and witnessed, and there was the option of including your thumbprint, which I personally thought was a lovely touch.
Yeah, I would have done that. Yeah.
Then it was time to vote, and I am sure that you're all going to be very, very, very surprised when I tell you it was unanimous.
But right now we're going to actually run a vote. We're going to run the grand jury indictment vote. So what I would like to call your attention, your remembrance to the evidence, and I'd like you to raise your hand if you agree that the Australian government and the officialdom need to be indicted for the crimes that are outlined on the participation form. A 75% raise of hands will have a pass, and we have, can we get some footage of that? Yeah, beautiful. We've got footage of that. I would say it would be unanimous vote of creating an indictment to put on trial the Australian government and the officialdom as outlined on our participation form, file number GJI0802205. Thank you very much. The indictment has been created. History has been made. History is in the making.
The only court in Australia with no defence and 100% guilty rate? Why am I not surprised they have unanimously agreed to every indictment?
Correct. Every indictment that they've ever published on all their different little websites.
Yeah, and all those videos and the all documents 100%. They all reviewed. Got it. Yeah, all real, all fact. I love
so
it.
After they basked in their glory, They quickly moved on to some community orders. There were obviously ones about crimes against humanity, and obviously they just need to stop.
Yeah, guys, that's correct.
Can we just stop with the crimes against humanity? And, yeah, chemtrails as well. Can we just stop chemtrails? I don't know how we're going to stop them. I don't know. Maybe they hope that all the chemtrail pilots were watching this live stream. I don't know. Maybe there's a group WhatsApp of all the chemtrails pilots that someone can jump into and go, hey, guys, cut it out.
Yeah, they've been put on notice, that's for sure. Right. And, you know, while we're at it, stop putting fluoride in our water, guys. That needs to stop as well. And all the Freemasons out there, we gave you plenty notice about this, but you're banned now. We're shutting the lodges down, right?
Yeah, sorry, guys. I mean, for 4 years, we've been signaling to you that your time is coming up. Now you're done. Sorry. Yeah. Don't care how many community projects you're running. Just put
done.
The boards.
Those nursing boards homes on the windows. All those other things. Yeah. So now we move on to the issuing of warrants and the actual treason trials. And I can't wait. This is all going to happen pretty quickly with the trial scheduled for mid-March back in Canberra.
Yeah, about that, Sandy. Mm-hmm. Look, we've hit a little bit of a roadblock with that. They've worked out that they actually need thousands more filings.
Thousands.
So thousands more of those signed participation forms to be able to submit to the International Criminal Court for those crimes against humanity. So yeah,
so I'm guessing also Dan Andrews is definitely going to be included in the thousands now, do you think, in the next lot?
I mean, it just feels like a glaring omission.
Exactly. But someone, we need to let them know.
You can tell the list was done by a South Australian. That list had been composed in Australia, in Victoria. It would have been, right, okay, we need to put the list together, boys.
Yeah.
Number one, and everyone in the room would have gone, Dan Andrews.
Absolutely.
Number two, Catherine Andrews.
Absolutely.
You do have to, like, what would have been going on in there, though, inside Old Parliament House? Like, obviously people made inquiries, and the Museum of Australian Democracy, which is what runs Old Parliament House, released a statement and said, you know, they weren't aware, and they booked it through the caterer, and they used an acronym. And
yeah, they always do. They hide.
As soon as they realised, blah, blah, blah. But they did still let them have their morning tea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look.
They did no, I mean, here's me saying they did no harm. They did no actual physical, like, harm there.
And if they had tried to kick him out.
Oh, maybe. My God. Can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah. Well, all the staff would have been put up for treason.
Correct. So I guess they tried to make the most of a very bad situation. But, hey, got to give them their dues. There was at least 100 people there. I know there were more people outside because the people who brought their dogs to the trials weren't allowed in.
Oh, really?
Which is a shame because, like, why can't the dogs participate?
Well, that's it. That's crimes against canines.
It will come back again, and we'll be back here again. We won't reside till this is done.
Mm. Yeah.
How much rope do we need? How many trees do we need?
Yeah.
We didn't stop around in the old days.
Yeah.
Just threw the rope up, pulled them up, knocked them off their horses.
Thanks for listening to this little update on the treason trials. Sometimes it's good to just get things out there rather than hold on to them for a news and views. So, yeah, thanks for updating us, Sauce.
Yes, we hope you like that. We did enjoy the whole production, and we did, like Sandy said, sometimes we just want to get some stuff out there. There's no point talking about the treason trials in a month when we might do another news and views. We will be back, though, with a longer episode soon. In the meantime, though, check out the socials, the Patreon, links are in the show notes.
Take care, everyone, except all you treasonous bastards. Off to the guillotine for you. You're all bloody guilty.
Bye, everyone.
Guilty!